FFA Today contributor and host of the Off-Farm Income podcast, Matt Breckwald, now joins us and he talks with Stephen Kotz, president of Kotz Family Vineyards in California. The family has supported youth in ag in their community for decades, and their Ironstone Vineyards hosts an annual fundraiser that features classic cars, with the money going to FFA, 4-H, and ag education scholarships.
Stephen, welcome to FFA Today. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Hello, Matt. It's a pleasure to be a part of the program.
Well, I'm thrilled to interview you and really looking forward to learning more about what you're doing at Kotz Family Vineyards as well as Ironstone Vineyards. And we'll probably start off just talking a little bit about your history with FFA, and then we'll jump into what you're doing there in Murphy's.
Sure. I went through FFA in high school, started in 4-H, and then progressed into FFA and was a member of the Tokay FFA program in Lodi, about 30 minutes south of Sacramento in the heart of the San Joaquin Valley.
And while you were attending school and participating in FFA, did you hold any officer positions?
Yeah, I rose to be vice president of our chapter, been the 78-79 year.
Okay. Now, are there any experiences that you can think back on from your time in FFA that stand out to you?
Well, we're a farming family, and when I hit high school and started in the FFA program, my dad decided that I needed to go out and actually lease a piece of ground and start farming on my own. So I rented a cherry orchard from my neighbor and became essentially a sharecropper with him and ran the cherry orchard for the 4 years that I was in FFA. And that kind of led and solidified my dream and desire to be in agriculture and continue on this journey of farming.
Oh, that's very interesting. So do you remember how you marketed your cherries back then?
Yeah, we went fresh pack with all the cherries, and I was responsible to meet with the packer, the field representatives who came out and looked at the crop and learned where they were shipping to. And most of all, my cherries at the time were going to the East Coast. So it was really an interesting experience because I got to grow the crop, see the actual packing process of it, learn about that, and then a little bit on the marketing end.
Well, how did your experiences in the FFA help prepare you for your current position as president of Kotz Family Vineyards?
Besides the farming aspect of it, I think that the biggest would be the organizational skills. But to be honest, Matt, when you are thrust into the position of president of your family's business, it means you're the bottle washer, the janitor, you do a little bit of everything. And it's kind of, you know, I don't know that there's anything that could have prepared me totally for all the job responsibilities I do here and how this operation has shifted from a basic farming into a direct marketing, direct to consumers type of company based in and also focused on agritourism.
Well, I went through your website and I have to tell you, I was blown away by everything I saw there from the car show, which we're going to talk about, but also everything else you're doing there with jewelry and the wedding venues and the deli and everything else, all the different things you provide there to service your community and to have a wonderful place for people to go. How did you and your family decide to expand into so many different aspects of, I guess it would be retail and food service and agritourism and all of that?
It started out, you know, we were and have always been farmers. And then my dad really taught and instilled on me three things. And I think FFA helped to solidify these three things. If you're going to be a farmer, you need to know how to grow your crop. You also need to know what the processor is doing with your crop and, in the end, what the consumer is looking for. And Ironstone Vineyards as a winery project was built with all three of those aspects in mind. You know, we grow the crop. We are the processor now. We produce all of our own wines, bottle all of our own product, and then distribute our product both across the United States and in 53 different countries. So it's really kind of evolved into that whole mix. From farm to fork is a new term that they're using, but really production agriculture into the final retail segment. Mm-hmm. The museum, jewelry shop, wedding venue all really came to help accentuate and look for different avenues to promote our product to people. You know, everybody says, why do you do concerts? And it's like, we do concerts mainly to, it draws a lot of different people to our winery, introduces them to the facility itself, to the wines that might not normally set foot in just a winery itself. So I think any operation now that's single dimensional and just say I produce a bottle of wine is not looking at every potential aspect of the business that they could be going after.
Absolutely. And as I went through your website and also read your biography, one of the things I noticed was an emphasis kind of on social entrepreneurship, in the sense that what you're providing is really enriching the community that that you get to farm in.
It does. Our events and the things that we do trickle down to everybody. It's the hotels, the restaurants, the local B&Bs, the local shops, the gas stations. When we have a concert or a major event here at the Vineyards, or just the day-to-day, it's continually bringing people into a small community in a small county that are leaving those tourist dollars behind. And it's really important both for an agriculture and the agritourism section of what we do, but also being a part of the community. The community realizes the funds that we bring in, the people that we bring in, and that's revenue for the entire area.
Absolutely. Well, and that's a great segue for us to talk about Concours d'Elegance. Would you go ahead and explain to our listeners what that is and how it came about and what its purpose is?
Sure. The Concours d'Elegance is elegant car show. We'll have over 350 antique, classic, collectible cars, motorcycles. We've added travel trailers, race cars over the last couple of years. And it's a wonderful opportunity for people to come stroll the grounds and look and view these cars. It was started, this is our 20th anniversary, by my mom, Gail Couts, who wanted to find a different, unique way to introduce a complete different segment of people to FFA, 4-H, and agriculture, and hopefully raise some funds for all those operations. So what makes our concourse so unique and different, and really different from any fundraising events that anybody does, when the guests arrive to view the cars, they walk right through the middle of a display of 4-H and FFA youth doing their projects. We have goats and sheep on hand. We have floral arrangements being made by the FFA program up here. They really walk through and they get to talk to the kids and see the kids. And then throughout the day, the kids in uniform are walking through, introducing themselves to the car owners, to the patrons that are coming to view these cars. And it really gives the people who are supporting this event a firsthand look and opportunity to talk to the people that they're raising the money for. And, you know, I see so many events out across the United States that you never really know where the funds are going to. And what better way to introduce people who might not be completely familiar with FFA and the programs that they provide to what it truly is, and the agricultural youth and the opportunity that these kids have going back into the communities. And I think the biggest thing for a lot of people is when you say FFA, so many people say pigs and cows. And mm-hmm. It's like, boy, there's so much more to FFA than pigs and cows anymore.
Yeah, and you're putting it on display right there for the general public to see. And I'm sure they're learning something about agriculture while they're there as well.
Yeah, it's the interaction with the future youth of agriculture that really impresses the people that come to the Concours d'Elegance. And it's really a tremendous way and opportunity for them to meet these young kids. And I'll tell you what, you sit and talk to these young people and what you really think that agriculture has a true future because of their desire and passion about what they're doing.
Yeah, no question about it. These have to be some of the absolutely most impressive youth we have in our country. Now, how does the Concours d'Elegance, how does that contribute to 4-H FFA? And I also read that it contributes to, there's a fund for the state fair scholarships I saw as well. Do all of the proceeds go to that, or is it a certain percentage? How does that all work?
We're figuring that somewhere around 85 to 90% of the total funds raised at the concourse goes directly to 4-H and FFA youth programs, both statewide and in our local communities, as well as supporting the agricultural side of the California State Fair Youth Scholarship Program. To date, for FFA alone, the concourse has raised over $250,000. And it's, as I said, it's both to the state fund, but it really, we try to put that money right back into the local programs in the area. Those kids that are out here supporting us and helping Ironstone Concourse and the concourse to be successful are getting rewarded with contributions directly back to their chapters.
That's fantastic. And thank you for doing that. What a great idea. And I know this was something that developed throughout your whole family. So just what a wonderful mission your whole family has to support agriculture. That's great.
It's our lives. It's our livelihood. And again, I can't stress enough that when you're around these young people and you're talking to them and you see the excitement, you know, it makes you want to be and continue to be a farmer because you know that there's somebody coming up behind you that has that same passion, drive, and desire that you do.
And now, how many different chapters participate in the Concours d'Elegance? Is it just one local chapter, or are chapters from around Northern California coming to assist in this?
No, we have officers from the state FFA, California State FFA program on site, as well as directors of that program statewide, and they're immediately interacting with the sponsors of the program and that. The local chapters, both Bret Harte and Calaveras out of my county, directly participate. And then we have 4-H youth out of four different surrounding counties that come in and participate as well.
Wonderful. That sounds like just an incredible event. I would love to come someday and see how it all comes together. Now, Stephen, what other ways does Ironstone Vineyards support the FFA?
I think it's not Ironstone Vineyards. It's the entire Couts family and okay. our operation. My parents have been actively involved in 4-H and FFA, supporting it financially as advisors to programs, looking for ways to enhance the youth and the programs that the youth are getting, both on a state level and a national level, and really trying to focus on the local level. You know my area, we're not really a wealthy county, a wealthy community, so it means a lot to give directly back to the local programs. You know, we offer our assistance, our venue, our facility for events and fundraising they do, but I think really from myself, who works directly with Bret Harte FFA, Joe Valeni, our vineyard manager in Lodi, who works with Tokay and Lodi High mm-hmm. in their programs and in assistance. He's the coach of the vine pruning team down there at Tokay High. My brother Kurt's actively involved in helping support the local FFA programs. I think that's where it comes from. It's not just giving dollars and cents, but giving of our time and letting these kids come in and see what we're doing on a working farm.
Now, that is great. Well, when will the next Concours d'Elegance take place?
It is the 24th. The evening of the 23rd is the kickoff dinner, and then the concourse is September 24th. And it's our 20th anniversary of doing this event.
Wonderful. Well, that is such a great story, and I really think that what you and your family have done is fantastic, not just for your community, but also for agriculture.
Matt, it's been a pleasure, and as you can tell, I'm passionate about FFA, I'm passionate about 4-H, I'm passionate about the youth in agriculture in the future, because you know, I've got a young daughter who's coming up, and it's nothing better than to go through the vineyards, and she's my best sugar tester. She's 9 years old, and she can go through and taste the grapes and look and touch them and go, nope, they're not quite ready, Dad. And to think that she's going to have an opportunity to continue to do that, and that a lot of these 4-H and FFA kids are going to have that same opportunity, means a lot to my entire family.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing this with us. For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.
To learn more about this family and their local efforts in the community, go online to ironstonefoundation.org.